We got people everywhere right now because we're about to learn how to do hula dancing. And, you know, I was talking to my producer, Sid, about hula, and I had this idea of bringing Michelle in to teach us hula. And it wasn't until, basically until Michelle arrived, Sid thought we were talking about hula hooping. It's totally different to that. This is the traditional Hawaiian dance of hula, where you can learn in Sydney. It's called Learn Hula Sydney, the place where you can learn this stuff. And in the studio, we are joined by Michelle. Hey, how you doing, Michelle?
Aloha, everyone.
Yeah,
aloha.
And this is great. We've fully got Michelle standing because we're going to actually be doing a tutorial right now. We also have brought in, for a weird first day on the job, new producer Stacey. Now, hey, is this what you expected your day to sort of be looking like?
Definitely not, but I'm excited. I think it'll be fun. Learn yeah. a new skill.
Totally.
I do like hand movements. They're a good way to dance. So.
Love it. Yeah, perfect. Well, hey, we might get you guys to take one step forward with these weird mics here. And you know what? I was wondering if I should move you to another mic because that was a bit crackly. I don't know. Hey, let's get a confirmation. Any producers around? Was that crackly when Stacey was doing that, or is that just my bad headphones? Anyway, this is the transparency of 2SERs. We love live radio. We love stuff happening. And not all good, apparently. So sweet. We'll stay where we are. So, Michelle, to give us a little insight into the hula dance, like, tell us the origins of the dance, because obviously it's quite a traditional practice, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it comes from Hawaii, and they danced it many hundreds, thousands of years ago. So you can compare it with the Aboriginal dance that we have here in Australia, and every dance has a story behind it about a place or about someone's life or just story about the people and the place and the history of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of people are coming in to learn more about hula dancing in these lessons you're having? Is it people that have just thought, you know what, I want to learn a new skill? Is it people that maybe have roots, ancestors that might have been doing this dance? What kind of?
Well, I've had students that's come in that have had no experience whatsoever in dance. They've simply just traveled to Hawaii, been to Hawaii, seen the dance on TV. And one thing that's different about Hawaiian dancing is that every dance tells a story, and the story that is told is through your hand motion. So it's sort of like sign language. So from the beginning to the end, it tells a story with your hands.
Right.
And that's something that's very unique.
Yeah.
Compared to other dancers.
And I think a lot of people might be surprised to hear that it's all in the hands, because obviously the main, it's known for this like hip swaying and stuff, but let's get into it. So teach us how, Stacey's going to be learning how to do a hula dance right now. And is it like, you've just got different routines, I'm assuming, because obviously every routine has different hand movements and all this stuff. So I mean, what's the routine that you'd like to teach us the Savo?
So this afternoon, the routine that I'll be teaching, it's called Hanalei Moon.
Yeah.
And it's based on a story about a bay called Hanalei, and it's on one of the northern islands of Hawaii, and it's called Kauai.
Yeah.
And
oh, you know, I have an album close to my heart, an EP named after Kauai, actually, from Childish Gambino. Great island, I gotta say.
Yeah, so it's about two lovers who go to the bay, Hanalei Bay, in the nighttime, and it talks about how magical and how romantic the bay is.
Right.
So it talks about the moon and the stars and the winds. And
man, well, we have this track lined up. Maybe you guys can put on your headphones as well, so you'll be able to hear the song as we are as letting it unfold. Would you like me to press play now? Is that like, should we just rip straight into
it? Yeah, totally.
Let's do it. Okay, so this is the song that goes along with this routine, Hanalei Moon. Let's see if we got this here. We got a bit of a soft start.
So it starts from the land. Down, palms up. Palms
so palms
down.
Are up, hips are swaying.
And when you see.
And then the hands go into the face.
And then the moon.
Stacey, how are you finding these movements? Are you following?
I feel very uncomfortable.
And then you show the heavens.
So the hips always stay swaying, and it's all about the hand movements are switching up.
And then the ocean
being represented by hands rolling over on top of each other.
The wind
is like the hands coming together across the head.
See?
Wow, so you're right. Oh my goodness.
And then the sea whispers.
The sea whispers with a single hand, almost to the lips kind of thing.
Mine, don't ever go away.
Oh my god, Stacey, give us an update. What's you feeling on top of this? What's going through your mind?
Incorporating dance moves that I usually go with. I didn't realize they were maybe summoning particular earth spirits, you know?
Right.
The dab was very...
It was like a bit of a dab movement in there as well. Yeah, wow. And we've got the... Now the hand's coming back. And is this just all on a loop? Like...
There's two verses that go in a loop.
Yeah, right.
This one. But every dance is different.
Yeah, okay.
And this is the moon that rises from the sea up into the sky.
The hands going up again to the sky.
And I love you.
Hands going
I love you too much.
Across
I
the chest and out.
I love you from my heart.
I love you from my heart.
Yeah.
And then the bow. Amazing. Yeah. Oh, okay. There is it. It's the Hanalei moon. That routine, it seems like, yeah, like you basically, what I could observe was sort of the story being told through, there's a lot of different hand movements and it all, is it every dance has the constant of the hips sway in the same way and it's literally just, you're learning almost like learning a sign language or something almost.
Yeah, it is a sign language and the hips stay swaying and your hands stay flowy as well and... You just gradually tell that story of that place. And
how many
the
years
there.
Did it take you to get to expert status?
About 10 years. Whoa. But the last 4 years were very intense because in Hawaii, you have to be very committed and very dedicated if you join one of those hula schools, which is called a halau.
Right,
because over there,
I guess maybe it sounds ignorant from on my behalf, but that dance, it was very easygoing. It was very like no like hugely sharp movements. But what does it look like when you're intensely training like over those last 4 years? Is that physically draining or it's more like you've got to remember a lot of stuff?
But you more so enjoy it as well. If you enjoy the music, it's not so much about it being draining or anything like that. You're just in it, I guess. So I did it like 10 hours. I had a proper job, full-time job over there. I worked for the Australian government over there. And each week, 10 hours would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 hours, I would be doing hula.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Amazing. Well, if you do want to learn from someone as knowledgeable as Michelle, learn Hula Sydney. Give it a search and you can learn how to do, as Stacey has here. Stacey, you think you're going to continue your hula journey after this?
Perhaps not, but I would say it does feel really nice because the story is connecting to something. It's not just dancing with movement. There's purpose behind it. So that felt really good, just being flowing with emotions.
Communicate a story. It all comes back to something. Well, hey, Michelle, thank you so much for coming in. Stacey, thanks so much for being our test subject.